We're at Angel Fire Resort in northern New Mexico, and one of the joys of coming to these symposiums is the fact I always meet somebody from Oklahoma. And we have the Holistic Warrior here. How are you, Thomas?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You're good. Tell me a little bit about why you're the Holistic Warrior. Why do you call it?
Well, that's a leading question there. But anyway, years ago, I was an engineer, a chemist, and I worked as a college professor and program developer. And at a certain time passed that I realized that didn't work anymore. So I decided to go off on my own. I started working on a PhD, and in that PhD program, I learned about holistic health. This is at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. And I learned about holistic health, and they talked about holistic health as being left-brained. I couldn't see a half a brain being a whole, so I wrote a paradigm in my dissertation that combined the holistic health model with the biomedical model. And I created a new model of health that uses both. And in essence, we were taking right and left brain and working both of them. So I have the scientific background, but I was also born intuitive, and I realized that I even got through chemistry intuitively. I'm not sure how to explain that, but I did.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to create a balance between it, and the Holistic Warrior evolved out of that. And the basic thing is this. Holism refers to that the whole is more than the sum of its parts. It's how those parts relate to each other that makes the difference. And that's relationships, which to me is the most important thing. With the warrior part, I'm more of the samurai warrior elk in that you're not worried about your opponent. You're more concerned about how you connect with yourself and making yourself the best fighter that you can be. And once you do that, you connect with yourself, then you connect with your opponent, then you know what to do. So the battle to me is that I recognize that I have my intellectual mind that wants to run the show but doesn't know how to. I have my intuitive mind that knows how to run the show because it's connected with the source. And so that intuitive mind wants the intellectual mind to work together. So when I go to my heart, then I can get both to work together in balance. That's the Holistic Warrior.
So you're in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Most of the time. Where, what town?
Norman.
That's what I was thinking. And you went to school there?
Yes. I went to graduate school there.
Yeah.
I went to Langston undergraduate. And I went to got my master's in chemistry there, and I got a PhD in social psychology of health from the Health Science Center.
So do you make a lot of these conferences?
This is my first conference like this.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons I wanted to come, because I'm trying to expand my horizon to see what else I can do in other venues.
And what kind of reaction are you getting from the people?
Have you got a grand master?
Yeah. Well, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Just, I want to be busier. That's the only thing.
Sure.
I like the energy. Actually, the first night I was here, when we got here Thursday evening and went to that gathering over by the hotel we stayed, Laguna, do you call that thing? And I was interacting with people and was like, whoa, this is another world. This is good. The thing with it is, in most cases, I don't get a chance to talk about things like this.
I understand.
So to have a chance to talk about and talk to people on this level is great.
So you feel that this is an opportunity?
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. It's a great opportunity. And I like to expand on that, you know, given the time. And it's like I want to connect. I want to make sure it connects with me as well.
What is your objective overall? Do you have a goal? Everybody has a goal.
In life? Okay.
You're taking the journey. Where you
headed? I want to go to transcend to the next level of consciousness.
Okay.
That's the basic answer.
So it's a personal journey.
Everything is personal, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a personal journey that involves connecting with myself, the Creator, and everybody else, as opposed to attachment.
Have you thought about writing a book or something?
I have. I'm editing. I wrote a book years ago and wasn't so sure about it. And now I'm getting it edited and hopefully be out next 6 months. I have a second, and this is a book that's called The Philosophy According to Thomas III. And it's my basic philosophy, starting from defining what God is and like this. And it's really a collection of articles that I've written, some published, and put together in various forms. The book is dedicated to my grandkids to let them know how I came to be the way I am.
So you have grandkids. You don't look that old.
I'm 70 years old.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you, anyway, when so you're dedicating this to your grandkids, so
yes.
They will
they'll understand
maybe one step ahead.
Something like
you
that.
Had to start
yes,
the journey.
Yes. Yeah, we all on our journey, and it's to be examples of them and other people.
And you need to explain to me a little bit more about how you went from the traditional world to where you are now.
Okay.
I mean, that's got to be quite a trip.
This book is part of that, and I'm writing a part of that, too.
And do you have a title for that book yet?
The book is called The Philosophy According to Thomas III.
Okay,
The Holistic Warrior. I have a second book that's based on what I call the Little Bear series. And the book describes my philosophy. That book, the first book defines my philosophy. The second book defines my practice, which will get into the answer to your question.
Yeah.
The Little Bear, each story starts with the Little Bear asking his mother, "Mother, what is love?" And the mother says, "Well, what do you think love is?" And so the little bear begins to describe love, and as he does it, then the mother goes on a discourse like Socrates and explains for the rest of that story about love. So it's a series of stories that goes on how we can operate in life. So it goes like this. I believe that my journey was understanding that I was intuitive. I had to learn the way the world works first. So I went the scientific route because that gave me an understanding of how the world works. And I think you'll find that anybody who's gone through the scientific paradigm can go to any other field and be successful because they have a basis, a methodology for doing so.
The scientific method, so to speak.
Yes, because that gives you a way of accessing, discovering, and working the world and understanding the world.
And what is love, as far as you're concerned? Is it somewhat like the golden rule?
No,
karma?
No.
Okay, what?
There's three stages of love. Okay. Let me put it this way. Have you read Conversations with God?
Yeah.
The book comes. Okay. He has the best definition other than mine, and I like his because it's more thorough, maybe. So I use his definition modified with mine. And he says, in the beginning, God knew everything that was and everything that wasn't, but didn't know experience. So God split himself in two and created that which is based on love and that which is based on fear. Then as love interacts with itself and as fear interacts with itself, they create experience. That's like the Tao of first that was a one, and then there was a two, and from the three came a myriad of things. So God is love. So that's love on the first level. The second level is duality of love and fear. That love is not the love of the first level. It's love on the second level. That's the opposite of fear. Are you with me?
Okay.
That's the opposite of fear. Okay? Then the third level of love is what most people exist on this planet deal with, and I call that love. Love is attachment. Love on the second level is connection. Love on the first level is hope.
And this is the message that you have in your book.
Yes, it's the message I have in my book. It's what I teach.
And what besides coming here, what else do you have on your agenda?
I have three areas. I'm a college professor. I teach online. I work with the state.
What subject do you teach?
A variety of things from something called based on rational motor therapy and some other things like that. What is it called? Emotional intelligence, science courses. I can teach almost any course because I have my wide background that's offered. Then I do training for the state in team building motivation communication skills. I have a certification in behavior modification from a professor at Harvard and MIT years ago that I use as a basis for training. And then I have my own studies. And I do what I call spiritual coaching, psychic, whatever. I call it spiritual coaching. And so what I work on doing is helping people to understand how to take care of themselves. And my philosophy is I have no trouble to take care of me. I don't want to take care of anybody else. So my readings and what I do is designed to help people understand how to take care of themselves.
And that's pretty logical if you stop and think about it.
It's both.
If you can't take care of
yourself. Yeah, I hear. Yes, yes. If you, there's something else. There's the mind that's programmed. And most of it has been trained through all these programs to act the way we do. And as long as we operate from there, we're operating from the outside in, which means we're going on everybody else's stuff, not on our own. That's the fear stuff. That's the heart. The heart is connected, and one of the things I do is take people to the light to show that God is already there. And so once you connect with your heart, and I show people how to do that, you are automatically connect with the source. So anything you do from your heart is automatically in your favor. Now, a lot of people say, my head says one thing, but my heart says another. That's a misnomer. They really don't know what they're talking about. What they're saying is, my head says one thing, my emotional attachment says another. Because if their heart told them what to do, they wouldn't be in trouble.
So basically, you follow your hunches or guides, or do you set up
when you follow your heart? When you follow your heart, your guides are there, whatever you need is there, but it's still from the source. When you understand that the source is in me, the source is in you, the source is in everybody else, you don't have to take care of people because they're already there. And whether it takes 1 second or 10,000 years or one lifetime or many lifetimes, they're going to find their way back. So I don't have to take care of anybody. So what I do is show them that space and what they can do to make that connection and help them to deal with that.
Well, this is a fascinating conversation. I wish we had a lot of time to talk about it, but we've lost.
I understand. Yes.
We're going to have to follow this up a little bit.
But, yes.
Is there something you'd like to bring out to our audience to know a little bit more about you and what you're doing and the whole idea?
Oh, wow.
I kind of leave it.
To me, it's all about connecting. That as I connect with you, as I connect with her, as we just did, and everybody else, I can find the best way to deal with life. Therefore, I don't have to worry about what you do. I'm more concerned about how I react to what you do because I can change that. I can't change you, and I don't want to change you because that's not my job. But I can change me. And since I can change me, then all that's designed is to do the thing I talked about earlier of making the transcendence to the next level.
Okay, so which book's coming out first?
The Philosophy according to Thomas 3. Okay. And I hope in the next 3 months to 6 months.
Okay, people keep a lookout for that. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Well, it's been a joy. Like I say, I wish we had more time.
Another time.
Thanks very much.
Take care.
This is Jerry Pippin. We'll be right back.
Peace.
Investigator and author Anthony Sanchez.
The name of the book is UFO Highway. I found that although I was diverging into multiple areas of UFO research, I kept finding myself back on the same road. And I found that all these different aspects of ufology were interconnected. So I decided to call the book UFO Highway.
This is the book that could not wait for a regular publisher. It had to be released now. The information is so sensitive, so shocking, so well researched. Colonel X comes from the dark shadows for the light of truth. The inside story of Area 51 and the challenging truth about extraterrestrials. The e-book of the century, now on sale. For information and to order, go to UFOHighway.com. Thank you. We're at Angel Fire at the resort, and I met Michelle in the elevator last night. You're a water person, huh?
Yes. You know, since we're at this UFO conference, I'm going to reveal something I normally don't reveal. I'm a water person because many reasons, but when you do healing work, water is really good to get in afterwards because it helps clean you up.
Okay, now let's go over your name and the name of your book. I have it here in front of me.
Yes.
Before we get into anything.
Sure, because we'll get
let's
running
get the
and
plug right to it. Let's
okay,
get right to it.
We'll get right to it. My spiritual name and the one I use for my book and my work is Michelle Amawahali. My official last name is Rozbitsky.
See, folks, either way I can pronounce it.
So Amawahali is my healer name.
Does that mean something?
It means water eagle, osprey, or mother of the waters.
What language?
Cherokee, actually.
Okay.
And my last name is Ukrainian, and it means the undefeated ones. It's a warrior name.
So, I don't know what the horoscope is, but Aquarius, or are you one? Or were you some other sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Okay. Well, I think they have a little water.
They have a little bit of water them. Yeah,
so
they need water.
So
and then, if you take it even further, what I was going to say, since I'm at this conference, I'm very connected to my own home planet of Sirius, which is about the water, once again.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute, but let's name the book.
Okay.
And how do they find the book?
It's Journey to the Fifth World, Coming Full Circle in Healing and Transformation, but you can just remember Journey to the Fifth World. And it's on Amazon. You can get it from Amazon or my website, which is also Journey to the Fifth World.
.com,
where it talks about my healing work that I do, my shamanic work, my groups, my workshops, everything. So.
Okay, how did you become a shaman, or are you a shaman?
Well, the thing with us Neo,
you have this mystery name. So.
It is a mystery.
Two of them.
Shall we reveal it?
Yeah.
So
tell me more.
I will tell you more, and I'll reveal the mystery. So the shamanic tradition, really, that word comes from Russia, and my ancestry is from the Ukraine, but that's where that word comes from, and it means those who see into the other worlds, basically. But us people who are now doing shamanic work, we don't really... We weren't given that by our community, by the land we live on. It's a very different thing. Spirit will come to you like it did to me, and I was already a trained psychotherapist, but then I started going to Native ceremony because I worked on the Pueblos and lived on the Pueblos north of Santa Fe for 10 years. Ran a family violence program, but during that time I started going to ceremonies, healers, medicine men, working with people from Guatemala, Peru, and started realizing I had abilities that were beyond just psychotherapy, way beyond, and started working with them and training with people and realizing that it went deeper and further to help people heal.
When we talk about helping people heal, are you talking about emotionally, physically, both?
Spiritually. Emotionally, physically, mentally. But the thing with this work is going to the core where things started and unhooking and releasing so that they don't have to do the same thing over and over and over again. So it goes deeper. It goes way deeper.
Yeah, I was getting into that, what was in the book here, Michelle, but so people who are listening, they might want to pick it up, you know. And so you're saying if they buy this book, there's some lessons in there about not doing the same damn thing every day.
Yes, because we a lot of times we do that. We're like knocking our heads against the same issues, the same relationships, the same frustrations, and we don't need to do that. And this book is about 2012, but it's a healing journey, and it has.
Well, I was told you knew everything that was going to happen in 2012.
Oh yes, of course.
And we'll get to that before it's over.
Everything. No mistakes.
So anyway, you pick this book up and you get it at Amazon on your website, and we'll give that again. We have a link to it as well. When they start reading this, it might be a life-changing experience.
Absolutely. I wrote the book like a healing journey. So if someone never saw me for a session, and I do long distance in person, doesn't matter.
And they can find out how to get involved with that on your website.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, my how to contact me, all my contact information is on that website. But the book is about how we can heal now at this time on the planet quicker, deeper than ever before, because it's time to do that. There's energies available from, you know, the universe, from the earth, from us as a collective that says it's time to change, as we all can see from what's going on the planet on every level. And this book takes you through that journey of healing so that you can navigate through a lot of things that may seem confusing to you about all these changes. And also, where before we may have just like la-di-da gone through our lives thinking everything was okay.
Describing my life exactly.
Really? You've gone through your lives like tiptoeing through the tulips?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Really?
Some people would probably say yes.
What's that been like?
I had direction at all times.
Oh, but now, now it's a little different, maybe.
So anyway, when we talk about these steps and things that you must do in this book, and I don't guess the must do's are right. You're inclined to do them after you read your book. Is that right?
Yes, and you'll have an understanding that a lot of the things that have been missing or are confusing, that when you go through these healing doorways, like I call them that, then things open up for you in your life. You can create a much more blessed, connected to spirit and your own true self kind of life.
Now, I have a hunch that you're going to tell me 2012 is part of this change.
Just a little bit. Just.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me more about that.
Oh, there's so much
to
say.
Are we already into this? I guess we are kind of into the shift, as they say.
1987, harmonic convergence into the Hopi, the beginning of 25 years of purification began. That was the cleansing, all things unseen, all things hidden. You know, all this information from UFOs to past lives to hidden runes to documents were to be revealed. And that started. But as we get closer...
Did that affect people individually in this change when it started in 1987?
Big time. People started delving...
The reason I ask is I changed careers in 1987. Kind of.
Really? To what?
I was doing stand-up comedy. Roberta, our producer here, and I were in business. We had some comedy clubs. And I went back into broadcast business in Las Vegas in 1987.
Well, there you go.
And I've been doing interviews ever since.
And these interviews have probably helped a lot of people understand some of what's been going on.
Well, that's an idea. Certainly we hope it does. I think this one's helping some.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in 87, and one happened to
start. So people have been spending more time working on themselves. There's so many healing modalities. You can pick out of hundreds of them to see what fits you and do different ones at different times, because the Incas call this the time of meeting ourselves again. We spent so much time outwardly goal-oriented, manifesting things, making things, that we need some time now to balance with our inner work. And that will help take us through this time. If we keep spending our time creating goals without thinking about what we're doing on the planet, once again, not only in our own lives, but on the planet, we'll keep creating the same things that aren't working necessarily. So when you start looking at your own self, your own life, you start making changes. So the energies that are here are helping us look at ourselves in really honest ways, look at us, look at our planet, look at our governments, so that we can't be in denial anymore. And I think that's getting more and more obvious. And that goes from the tiniest little issues in your own life to the biggest global issues affecting us all. And, you know, I have my particular way of working with people, and others have a particular way. But when people come to me, this time is helping me do stronger, faster, deeper work because of the bigger energies of 2012.
So it's good for all concerned.
Absolutely. But once again, it's up to people's free will what we create here. We can go towards destruction, like, you know, the way some things are going, or we can create birth a whole new world. And it depends on what we do with our own selves.
1987, we started. 2012, is it over? Or we're magically, we're talking about this wonderful feeling and that we're all together, or what happens here? I'm dying to know what you think is going to happen in 2012.
Well, that's like the epicenter of this energy, where it's direct with the center of the Milky Way, which sounds all cosmic and New Age, but it's actually, scientists have seen us going through this photon belt that's increasing everything. Everything's going faster, and more energy is happening. So that moment, none of us know exactly what will happen, but what spiritual people say from many traditions, Mayan, Incan, Peruvian, Native Americans, we get a chance to go back, like being reborn again. Kind of, it's like being cleared of our karmic stuff. But that's up to what we do till that moment. And it will just go faster and faster, trying to help us come to like rebirth to be adults instead of adolescents. So everything might just stop energy-wise. Polarities may shift. Weather is getting crazier and crazier. But that moment is time to shift into a whole new way of living, connected to Earth, each other, ETs, a bigger reality than we have ever known.
You come to a lot of UFO conferences, or basically paranormal things?
Well, you know, I actually just went to a star knowledge gathering with indigenous people in the Four Corners, which was actually the first kind of UFO one, but it was funny because it was much more drumming, singing, calling in, you know, encounters with alien beings and ships. But before that, I've mostly gone to ceremonies, and I've had booths at whole expos and things, because it's more about healing. This is actually the first pure, like, more scientific UFO, but I think it's all needed, you know, all different viewpoints.
Do you have a schedule of your events on what you're doing on your website?
Yes, people can look at...
they can come and take a look at you someplace.
Yes, yes. I live on beautiful acreage, 15 minutes out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. People come to do retreats. People come to learn, do shamanic apprenticeships, mentorships. If you're already a healer, I can help people further. And I sometimes I do big workshops. I have moon groups. So a lot goes on. A lot goes on. And my email, you can email me. I don't mind giving that over. Your,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's earthstar3@earthlink.net. earthstar3@earthlink.net. And you can write me to get more information also.
Okay, we hope you get lots of emails.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wish we had more time, but we have a lot of people to talk to.
That's fine.
But you got anything you'd like to bring out we haven't? Something you
I just would like to say that people are probably feeling all kinds of change and feeling like their lives are not the same at all. Just know that it's part of a bigger change you're being asked to make. Find someone to work with, find a spiritual path, know who your community is and how you're living on the earth. And, you know, we'll make it through.
Fine. Thank you very much, Michelle. I'm Jerry Pippin. We'll be right back.
Go beyond the obvious and make Roswell, New Mexico, your brave new destination for fun and intrigue. Learn the truth about Roswell's history and see why Roswell's the mother of extraterrestrial connections. Whether you're looking for UFOs and aliens, cultural attractions, outdoor recreation, or even chewy mozzarella, there's plenty to uncover about this uncommon Roswell, New Mexico place. To find out more information on the mysteries of Roswell, visit www.roswellmysteries.com. Roswell, New Mexico. Visitors, welcome.